conference hopes to achieve a spotlight, putting a spotlight on accelerating women's leadership at the very top level and the key role that collaboration plays in this goal.
What sort of collaborations are we talking about?
When we talk about collaboration, we're talking about across all sectors, public and private, and specifically men and women working together.
And when you say accelerate women into senior positions, are we talking about government, private enterprise? What are you looking at?
We're talking about all sectors, private government, corporations, academia, politics, civil society, everything across the board in terms of women's leadership at the top level.
And holding a conference like this, how does that change things?
It's very important, Daniel, that we put a spotlight on a global platform when you want to change things and when you want to change the landscape. And we believe that being launching Power of Collaboration at the United Nations, it being, you know, the number one global institution that is a symbol of change in the world, is the perfect platform for impact. And the conversations that will follow will definitely be heard on a global platform.
Now, you mentioned the importance of collaboration with men. Why are you emphasizing this?
Number one, it's common sense. For a lot of decades now, women have just been talking amongst ourselves and the needle barely moved. Why? Because we do not look on the other side, and that is engaging men. We believe at Impact Leadership 21 that engaging men in the process and in the conversation will give us the push that we need. We need men to understand that when you say women's issues, it's not just women's issues, it's the society's issues. And men have to do their part in order to achieve a parity at the top level.
And are you making a difference? Are you seeing any results?
Absolutely, yes. When we started conversations with men, when we launched it at the New York Times in April 23rd, it was so powerful, the discussion, that after that we have more men get on board in the conversation and men wanting to be part of it all. I mean, as a matter of fact, the California Women's Conference, who was, you know, founded by the then governor of California and became a pet project of Maria Shriver, asked us to showcase conversations with men at the upcoming California Women's Conference in May. And then in September 9, a lot of financial institutions in Wall Street asked us to launch conversations with men in Wall Street.
If there was one particular concrete change that you'd like to see, what would that be?
I would love to see really a balance representation at the top decision-making table, from the United Nations to all the governments, corporations, civil society, academic institutions. A balanced leadership.
We're entering a period where everyone is talking about the post-2015 development agenda. How is this conference going to feed into that?
Oh, it all has a lot to do with it. Specifically, that document that got adopted by the member states in 2013 in September during the General Assembly, where they called for international collaboration from the local to the global, private and public, in terms of advancing the Millennium Development Goals or post-2015 agenda, so to speak. And with the impacts focus on women and girls, we are taking MDG number 3 and for women, and MDG number 8 is, of course, public-private partnership. So that all plays into the entire post-2015 MDG agenda.